Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we have a new guest, a new lady. She's been on. She was on before. She's a very good friend. I say very good. Of the Beerender, Jean Andrews. And she's with the Southern Independence Organization. Like I said, we had her on once before. I remember she came on. She talked about some protests they had up at White Mountain. Excuse me, Stone Mountain, Georgia. She's going to be on. And we're going to let her introduce herself. Then what we'll do, we'll let Sister Nancy ask her a question in the second hour. She's going to throw that out there and give us some information on the massive protests we've had. And then after Sister Nancy gets through with that, and Mindy interacts with Nancy, we're going to go to the information that Mindy has. But she's with the Southern Independence Organization. How are you doing tonight, Miss Mindy?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Something like I'm saying, better since you're here, because my old voice is wearing down, man. I always get fired up more than I intended to and start screaming. But before we go back to Nancy, give us a little bit about yourself, what organization, tell them about the organization and your constitution, what y'all are out to do, your accomplish, et cetera. Tell us a little bit about the organization and what your goals are.
Well, I'm on the board of directors for the Southern Independence Association, and we're active in all southern states and actually some western states as well. And what we're trying to do is take back our state sovereignty through nullification of unconstitutional federal laws. We're also about preserving and defending our heritage and our history, Confederate heritage and history in the South, and teaching our kids. And we're very active, and we've only been around for about a year, but we've got people in every state, and we're actually making some things happen. And we don't want what's going on. We think the federal government is run by Marxists now, and we want our states back.
Well, before we go any further, how can people get in touch with you since you're on the board of directors? How can they get in touch with you to get more information about the Southern Independence Organization? How can they join? How can they donate if they want to? Give us any information you have, your website, how to get in touch with you.
It's southernindependenceassociation.org. It's all spelled out. Word, Southern Independence.
And they just say it's like attention, Mindy, or is any certain do?
They can reach me through the website, or my email is mesposito6061@gmail.com. Mesposito. @gmail.com. We're on all social media, on Facebook and Twitter, which is now X, Gab, Truth Social, MeWe.
Boy, I need to learn how to use all that stuff.
It's not easy to learn.
It's not. I get, especially when you're 76 years old. All you think about is running marathons. Before we go, I want you to cover all the stuff you have. But before we do that, I had asked Nancy a question on the second hour. We ran out of time. I had asked her solutions. What can we do to raise awareness to any number of things that we would like to raise people's awareness to? And specifically, we were talking about tonight, raising awareness and trying to get solutions to stop the slaughter, this Zionist Jewish slaughter of Palestinians that's going on over in Gaza, and actually they're slaughtering us here in the United States by massive illegal immigration. But anyway, Nancy said that there have been. Go ahead, Nancy. Instead of me telling them what you said, you tell them what you said about these protests and things.
Well, basically, if you go on like I do, I'm very concerned and very obsessed with what is going on with this genocide in Gaza. So I have been doing my own research, searching on YouTube, basically, for information about what is going on. And around the world, there have been massive protests. There have been hundreds of thousands of people protesting in London, in Spain, even in this stupid country that doesn't even understand what's going on over there. There have been protests, even by Jews who have been protesting against the abuse and genocide that is going on in Gaza, has been going on for about 6 or 7 weeks. Grand Central Station in New York, recently at the college where Hillary Clinton must be, I don't know whether she has a course or she was giving a talk, the students were protesting her. They have been protesting, believe it or not, outside of the hotel where this no good Biden was staying. I'm trying to think of what city he was in, and they found out the hotel he was in, and they were protesting outside when he was traveling. So there have been actions taken, but the control media does not cover, in my opinion. Now, I only get the national news about once a day in the evening. I have limited television usage. And I have gotten so I cannot even watch the national news, because the national news could care less. They do not want the people, to know that there are massive pro-Palestinian protests. So they only cover the so-called American hostages who are dual citizens, who are actually Jews mainly. They've got to be Jewish. They're dual citizens. They've been crying about these hostages. Apparently, the Israelis don't care if they bomb them. They don't care if they kill them in these multiple bombing raids. Apparently, they've had 400 bombings since they ended the so-called temporary pause, which is what they call it, not even a ceasefire. So my opinion is that there have been protests, not too much that I've been able to keep up with in Louisville. I went to one protest, and it was against a manufacturer. I did not know that in Louisville we were manufacturing arms for Israel, but there apparently we are here in Louisville. So I've only been to one protest. I'm carrying around all kinds of protest flags. I mean, signs that I made actually for a protest that I was involved in a couple of years ago. But my opinion is this: everybody can do something. I make my own signs and put them up on telephone poles. Whenever I have a newspaper that I can put around, I'll put them out. I don't ask for permission. I think that's a waste of time. Writing your senator, calling your representative, even if it's a positive thing. I've written a letter recently to my Kentucky representative, Kentucky representatives from Kentucky, Thomas Massey. We need to notify them when we think they're acting improperly, and blast them on a telephone. I've given that number many times that you can call, and you can actually leave messages for your senators and representatives. This may be maybe it's the only thing you can do. Maybe you can write a letter. Maybe you can call on the telephone. Maybe you're not up to going out to protest. There's distributing newsletters, distributing newspapers. At any rate, these things, I've been doing these things for years and years and years. I don't know whether, I think maybe I've had a few converts over the years, but it's something that you feel obligated to do. Yes, I was for 15 years, I was involved in fighting for the Confederacy and fighting for freedom for the Confederacy. And I still am as well interested, but I've kind of gone off on another track, like I've been interested in the Third Reich. But I still am sympathetic to the South. I've been very concerned about what's going on at Arlington and the destruction of the reconciliation, the attempted destruction of the Reconciliation Monument, which was made by Moses Ezekiel. Anyway, I'll leave that. Those are just a few comments, I guess, of ongoing comments, a never-ending fight that is going on. It's not. It's a one-way fight, let's put it that way, in Israel, with the Israelis attacking Gaza.
That's a what? That's a perfect segue into Miss Mindy, because Miss Mindy, she has what the whole thing of the Southern Independence Organization is. That is a solution to try to gain independence and get liberty back. And with that, that's the perfect segue into Miss Mindy. Go ahead, Miss Mindy.
Well, what I was about to say is that the media in this country is state-run media. There's no free press except for independence. The only news outlet I watch is One American News. And I get news from international sources, but our news in this country now is propaganda. It's to the left. It's definitely to the left. But I on One American News, OAN, I think is their call letters, that they have covered the protest on both sides. They've covered it a lot as far as the Israeli Hamas conflict that's the current conflict. But
Ms. B, hold that thought. We got to go to our first break of the third hour. We'll be right back. Let's break. So hold that thought. Be right back, folks. We got this Miss Mindy Esposito who's going to be with me as soon as we come back.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. I think this, we were just talking about in the break how I had been kind of off my game, you know, going back and forth to a friend of mine's house and trying to keep the leaves raked. And we've had the St. Jude Memphis Marathon, which is the holy of holies of marathons going on this week. And my mind had it's been kind of distracted from the program. But tonight, I think everything really fallen into place. And one of the key pieces is falling into place. We have Sister. I call her sister because we're of a like mind. We're joined at the soul. Miss Mindy Esposito, any friend of the Bitter Enders is a friend of ours. And so we're going to go right back to Sister Mindy. And I think, I'll tell you what, this is somehow it always wheels together. It always fits together. I know God is in Blood River Radio because Sister Mindy is on the same page. It's segued from Sister Nancy. Her subject matter segs perfectly in with Miss Mindy. And when Miss Mindy finishes talking, you'll know why I'm saying that. So go ahead, Miss Mindy. Anything you want to talk about, any way you want to present it, that this hour is yours.
Sure. Well, I would like to talk about what's happening in the southern states right now and the legislatures in the different states, in particular Tennessee. I think Tennessee, got to throw Texas in there too, but Tennessee is actually kind of a trailblazer right now for changing the way things are done, that we've had it. We don't want to be, we want to go back to what we were intended to be, and that was a sovereign state. And it's got some ridicule, but there's a Senate bill 1092 and House bill 0726 that's on the books, and it's coming up in the new legislative session, which starts January 9th. And it is
one more time, Mindy, if you will, please. Those bills.
Sure.
It's Tennessee Senate bills.
It's Tennessee Senate bill 1092, and that's by Bowling. And that's Janice Bowling. And then House Bill 0726 is by Halsey. And the bill, I encourage anybody to look up the actual bill, because it'll make you wave your flag.
What was okay. That? House Bill
House Bill 0726.
Okay, 0726. Okay, go ahead.
And what it does, it's the general in the General Assembly, as I'm going to read this. This is just the brief. As introduced, enacts the Restoring State Sovereignty Through Nullification Act, which establishes processes by which the General Assembly may nullify unconstitutional federal statute, regulation, agency order, or executive order. Amends TCA Title III and Title IV. The bill reads like, I mean, it's like a Declaration of Independence. I think it's 7 pages long, the actual bill. And we've been, the Southern Independence Association has been going into county commissioners' meetings and offices, city halls. We've been asking the commissions to enact resolutions to ride on to these bills. And we've got people all over the state of Tennessee right now going into these assemblies. Bedford County just voted on it last week. It didn't pass by 2 votes, but we're going to try again because we want the legislators to know that this is what the people of Tennessee want. We don't want the government. We don't want to be held hostage by federal money either. We're ready to kick it back and say, no, we're going on our own. And we're trying to do this now in every state. But I think if we could get Tennessee to pass these resolutions, pass these laws, and actually stand up to the federal government, and I know we'll get pushback from the federal government, so that we can stop all this foolishness that's happened in the country. We don't think they don't abide by the Constitution. They do whatever they want, and they don't even care that we know that they're not abiding by the Constitution. And another great thing that's happened this week is Texas got the number required petition signatures to have the Texas vote on the ballot in March. So that's happening, that they're going to have a vote on that in March of 2024.
Wow.
Another thing.
That's exciting.
Another thing. Yeah, it is exciting because they're either going to listen to us and we're going to change the way things are happening, or we're going to leave. And that's not an idle threat either. I mean, it's not a threat. It's that's why it's real important to read the House Bill 0726, because it explains what's going on and why we're going to these measures that we are. It's not, some people have ridiculed it, saying it's just a shiny object and it doesn't affect people's everyday life, but it really does. There's a lot of us that want to live, that don't want to live like this. And we don't want to raise our kids like this. And another part of what we do is big on education of our children. And January 12th and 13th, we'll be kicking off a Reunification of Virginia campaign in Lexington, Virginia, and Lewisburg, West Virginia. And that's on Lee and Jackson Day.
Okay.
And that's to educate the people on how the federal government illegally and unconstitutionally stole Western Virginia from Virginia, and explain exactly how that happened and why it was, well, they did, you know, and people, my third great grandfather went to war for the 19th Virginia Cavalry, from Lewisburg, West Virginia, Lewisburg, Virginia. And he went home to West Virginia. He stayed for the whole war. He was in the whole time. And West Virginia, Western Virginia was overwhelmingly Confederate, probably 60% Confederate overall, but it was the panhandle. It was Wheeling, West Virginia, what is Wheeling, West Virginia now, and the panhandle north. And one other county to the southwest, and they're the ones who conspired with the federal government and unconstitutionally took it from Virginia. The Constitution clearly states that the only way a state can be split is by the consent of the legislators in the original state, and they didn't do that. So, and there's a lot of things happening in Virginia. The SCV has been pretty active there, getting back some of the monuments. They couldn't get the big ones; they got melted down, but. We're not the South without Virginia, and we're going to fight for it.
Well, you know what? That's amazing. Give that website, because you know what? I'm really interested. I want to support y'all. You've really, really won me over. This is the Southern Independence Organization. So if they type in, if a supporter wants to support you, Miss Mindy, if they go to the computer and type in southernindependenceorganization.org, and they can
It's the Southern Independence Association.org.
Oh, excuse me, Association. I got that right now. Okay, I got you. Okay, Association.org. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of long, but it's just exactly who we are. And
I got you. Well, you know what? I'd like to make a comment and ask a question. You're absolutely right. And I have my little pocket constitution right here with the Declaration of Independence. I used to use it all the time. It's got moss growing on it because I thought it was kind of useless because we've gotten so far away from it. But Amendment 10, what you're talking about is the 10th Amendment nullification, says the powers, this is the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. It limits the Congress and limits the federal government. It says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So the powers of the Constitution that the federal government has very limited and strictly defined. And also, just to back up with the South is right, this is Declaration of Independence. I'm going to skip down to about the third paragraph. I got my little book here. It says, let's talk about all the rights. We hold these truths to be self-evident, on and on and on. And it goes down here that to secure these rights, this is why government was created to secure rights, the rights of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, and property. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. That's the only reason for government, according to the founders that started. And it said, let's get this. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, There you go. So I hear we're going to a break. I'm going to shut up and go back to Sister Mindy as soon as we come back this break. Be right back, folks.
Protect protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. Explosions heard in Gaza as fighting continues into a second day this Saturday after the Israel-Hamas truce ends. Hamas still holding over 100 Israelis hostage. The IDF says more than 400 targets hit in Gaza in the past 24 hours since the truce expired. The first female U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Sandra Day O'Connor, has passed away. She was 93 years old and was suffering from advanced dementia. To Capitol Hill now. Now, if you go to the Longworth House office building and look for the office of George Santos, you will not find him in the directory. His nameplate is gone, the office door is locked, and his congressional website down. Replacements lining up for the special election to fill the vacancy for New York's 3rd congressional district. Republicans have more than a dozen people to choose from. Democrats seem to be eyeing 3 people. Santos expelled Friday after an ethics report on his conduct that accused him of using campaign donations for his own use. He is the 6th member in the chamber's history to be ousted by colleagues in a 311-114 vote. Reaction from House Minority Leader Democrat Hakeem Jeffries speaking at the Eleanor Roosevelt dinner in Manchester, New Hampshire, Friday night.
George Santos is no longer a member of Congress. Now, that's the biggest applause he's ever gotten before a Democratic audience. But our long national nightmare is over.
New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul has 10 days to announce the date of the new special election. In other news, Vice President Kamala Harris arriving in Dubai for the COP28 climate summit. President Biden and China's President Xi opting to skip this event, the focus cutting fossil fuels and tackling climate change. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm here to tell you that God is in Blood River Radio. You may not be able to see everything we do, but I'm telling you what, I don't feel like I'm exaggerating at all. We were short-staffed tonight, I thought, and I'm thinking, we need some new blood. We need somebody to come on just in case me and Rand and Nancy, you know, I didn't have a whole lot prepared. And we reached out to Miss Mindy Esposito, and I'll be damned. I'm telling you what, it's just like, I'm going to let her, I'm so excited about this. Miss Mindy, tell people about, it gets every minute you get me excited more and more and more. Tell us what's going on in August. I think you said August 24th and 25th, and then we have this, after that, you're going to have the Southern Congress. Tell people about. A little bit about what these activities that y'all have lined up with the Southern Independent Association.
Right. Well, I think I already discussed a little bit about how we're working with our local and state governments to take back our state sovereignty in August 24th and 25th. And I hope those are the right dates, but I think it is, because the raid on Lawrence was actually August 21st. But we're having a raid on Lawrence Southern Assembly.
Wow.
In Lawrence, Kansas. And that's to bring all Southern groups together, Southern Confederate groups, Southern Heritage groups, Southern Independence groups. And we're going to have an assembly and a demonstration as well, but to organize leading up to a Southern Congress in Montgomery, Alabama in February of 2025. That's because we want our states back.
February
25. Lawrence, Kansas is August 24th and 25th of 2024. The Southern Congress in Montgomery, Alabama will be in February of 2025, just a few months later.
Okay, I got you. Okay. That is really exciting. It sounds like, you know, you're actually doing things. Y'all, the Southern Independence Association, you're actually doing stuff. And, you know, we have naysayers and people that say, oh, well, you know, it's useless, et cetera. Well, if you think it's so useless, then get off your butt. You know, you can get off your people out there if you say it's no good and it's, you're going to fail. Well, get off your butt since you know it all. And show Mindy how to do it, how it could be done to succeed. Show us how to do a better radio program where we can succeed. You know,
we appreciate it. I mean, we want to work with all other groups, and we do work with all other groups. And there's a lot of other groups that are wanting to work with us and others as well. We're coming together, I think, in a way that I haven't seen before. And it's affiliates. Everybody keeps their own autonomy, but we work together. If we need to show up for something, we all show up for something, because we see the writing on the wall. I mean, it's the federal government, in our opinion, is a communist regime now in all but name, and they don't follow the Constitution like Ms. Nancy said. They don't listen to the people, and they know that we know that they're not legitimate anymore, and they don't care. they just say whatever they want to say. And we don't think the elections are legitimate either. We think they're predetermined. Mm-hmm. Time will tell. Next year we'll probably show pretty good what's going on, but this isn't what we want. This isn't who we are as Americans. I have three various great-grandfathers, a fourth and 2/6 great-grandfathers fought in the Continental Army. I mean, I'm American all the way back. But what's happening in America today is not American. And the closest thing to what we were founded on is in the South. My son gets upset with me. He says, Mom, why are you just fighting for the South? Why don't you save the whole country? I'm like, we can't save the whole country. Not mm-hmm. unless we were stronger. The low fruit is the South. The mm-hmm. South, because mm-hmm. that's where the values are. That's where the people are willing to stand up and say, you're not going any further with us, not with us.
It's true.
That's great. Quick question. Does the Southern Independent Association, do y'all have a list of potential candidates that would be really true Southerners, loyal to the South, loyal to the Constitution? Or do you already have any people?
Funny you should ask that, I should say. We're in the, right now we're having our state meetings. We've already had Tennessee, North Carolina, Kentucky, and actually Indiana is going in on that one, is December 9th in Bardstown. We're in the process of South Carolina, Georgia. We're getting all those states together so that they get these lists together. So we have some members who want to run for office as well. I mean, but we're talking down to dog catcher, all the way up to the state. We're in the U.S. Representatives in Senate too, but we're less concerned with that because we don't think they have any power. We're more concerned with our states, our local and our states governments, because if we can take back our states and then all the states can take back each other, we have power. But unless we have our state government and our local governments with us, there's nothing, no matter what we do, we're not going to get anywhere if they're not on board as well. So yeah, we're in the process of doing that now. Each state is getting their lists together and their questionnaires. We're questioning all of the candidates too. You know, do you support the Bill of Rights? Do you support absolutely the Bill of Rights? The First Amendment means freedom of speech for everyone, not just whether they agree with you or not. That our rights have been so eroded in this country, and our kids don't even know what their rights are. it's been twisted so badly that I have 8 grandchildren, and I'm doing this for them because
bless you.
This can't stand. It can't stand, and there are a lot of like-minded people who feel the same way, and we're doing everything we can.
Before, I don't remember what amendment it was. You know, you correct me if I'm wrong. You're the expert here. At one time, the United States senators were appointed by the states, if I remember right. That power was taken away.
The 17th Amendment. It should be repealed.
Okay, there you go, right. 17th Amendment. Okay, until that happened, we in the South, we had a great amount of, this is my opinion, listening to people like Gene Andrews, we had a lot greater effect on our destiny, our governance here in the United States. But once that 17th Amendment was passed, we've lost a lot. And that what leads to a question. At this point in time, the 17th Amendment being what it did, is it pretty much useless for us to call our United States senators right now at this point in time? And I guess this part of that question is it in the paperwork of the Southern Independent Soldiers Association? Is part of your goals to get that 17th Amendment repealed and get it back for the states? Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we hope it is our fervent hope. And what we work for is to work within the United States government, within the bounds of the Constitution. Unfortunately, it's looking more and more likely that that may not be able to happen because the country is so divided. And there's a lot of states that want communism. They want what the government's selling. Northern states mostly, and the two coasts. But yes, it's absolutely imperative that you talk to your state representatives and senators. There's a lot of people that are fighting. I mean, there are some good people there. They're impotent. And the 17th Amendment cut the legs of the states off, because before that, the states elected the senators, and the people by direct election elected the House of, you know, the representatives, but the states and the governor could, let's say something happened to a senator, he could appoint a different senator. You know, if they could repeal the senator that they sent, and they could appoint a different one. And that all changed with the 17th Amendment. Yeah, it needs to be repealed. It's a bad amendment. And we were talking about the 10th Amendment. The 9th Amendment leads right into the 10th Amendment. The two of those actually go hand in hand. The states are supposed to have a whole lot more power than they do. But all of this changed under Abraham Lincoln, who was a follower of Marx. They corresponded. He had actual communists from other countries in the military and in his cabinet. They play a long game. This started then, and we're seeing the fruits of it now, unfortunately, and we're trying to do something about it. There's power in numbers.
We got to go to our last break, Miss Mindy. We'll come right back to you, and we'll have a few more questions for you. Be right back, people. We got the one and only Sister Mindy Esposito on from the Southern Independence Association. Be right back, folks.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual And as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'll tell you what, you never know. I'm going to repeat, God is in Blood River Radio. It seems like it doesn't matter what we do, how we organize a program or how we don't organize it. With very few exceptions, it just always comes together. I had no clue. I knew Miss Mindy was a powerhouse, but I didn't know that this body of work that the Southern Independent Association has developed. I had no idea that the body of work was so large and broad and so far along in their thinking and their action. I'll repeat that. Before I ask any other questions, I'm going to see if Sister Nancy has any questions. And France, Ram, if you've been hanging out, do you have a question? Would you have a quick question you'd like to ask Sister Mindy?
You asking me or Ram, Miss Nancy?
Oh, you can ask her either one of them. Yeah, you can ask her. Go ahead and ask her Miss Mindy since she's the guest, if you will.
Well, first of all, I just kind of echo what y'all had said, that Mindy certainly encourages me and people like her and her people in her organization, they give me hope. She mentioned something about this had been going on since Lincoln. I would say it's been going on a lot longer than since Lincoln. But anyway, that's another talk for another time. But one thing I was going to ask Miss Mindy is, and you're going to have to help me, Eddie, Brother Henry, what was his organization? What was the name of his organization?
Oh, yeah, you're reading my mind. I started to try to get him on. You're absolutely right. You're going to ask, she's probably going to ask, Miss Mindy, do you know, are you familiar with a fellow up there in Texas? His name is he goes by the name of Brother Henry, but that's not his right. He's Jason Dowd. Has he have y'all been in contact with him?
No, I don't know him.
Now he's not.
That doesn't
not
mean
as,
that some of our people don't know him, but I don't know him. I haven't. It hasn't come up in our meetings.
Okay. How about I'll tell you somebody else right up your alley was. Oh, go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Rand.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk over you. But I was another thing, and I don't mind asking on the air, is in Montgomery, Alabama, you mentioned the Southern Congress. Do you have any contacts in Montgomery or Alabama, for that matter?
Yes, we have. Every state has their own commander and executive director and a staff under them. So, yeah, we have. We have people in Alabama. We have people in all the states right now.
Okay.
Well, you know, Miss Mindy, Rand is the director. He's the current director of the Alabama Directors League of the South. Chairman, what is that, Rand? Are you the chairman?
It's the state chairmanship for the League of the South.
Okay. I'm assuming that's why you were asking. I didn't know that's who. I didn't know that you were in Alabama. Okay. All right. I'll have Robbie Mays is our commander in Alabama. He's over everything for Alabama, so I'll have him get in touch with you.
Okay.
So y'all definitely, Rand, you and Mindy definitely need to get together that because they're going to have that Congress.
I'm gonna give you my email address if you can write it down. Are you prepared to write it down?
Hang on. Yeah, I will be in a second.
This show's got to. We're really accomplishing more than I thought we would. But go ahead, Miss Mindy. I'm really excited. I hope I'm not talking over.
I'm ready for the email.
Okay, it's Ran RayanOwens OP is in pony, C is in cat @gmail.com.
Got it. Ran Owens, OPC @gmail.com.
Correct.
Is there a dot after the S?
No.
Is it dot OPC? Okay, got it. I got it. Thank you.
Only dot is gmail.com. The only dot.
Got it. I got it. Thank you.
Good deal. Thank you. But,
I feel like we're getting a lot of stuff done tonight. I feel like we've accomplished a lot on this tonight. It's amazing to me. Well, you know, earlier, when I was speaking, would it be a waste of time to right now pretty much to contact senators? I talk about the United States senators, not state senators. So, how much confidence do you have?
Well, they're doing what they can, the legitimate ones, and the ones that are there for the right reasons. I have a real problem with senators or any politician that goes to Washington middle class and comes back multimillionaires. Something's wrong there. But a perfect example is the Reconciliation Monument at Arlington. I don't know of any Confederate organization or pro-Southern organization that has not been on top of that from day one, as soon as the naming commission said they were, you know, that it should be removed. And the history, Ms. Nancy mentioned it, that was
Moses Ezekiel,
who was a cadet at VMI and was at New Market. Yep, he sure was. And he's a world renowned sculptor, and he presented it as a reconciliation monument. And the whole thing about it being Lee's estate, his wife's estate that was handed down through Martha Washington's side of the family. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's like they spit in the eye of every Southern person when they do that. It is, and there's no reason to remove it. They had a telephone conversation or a telephone hearing, I guess, and only one person out of hundreds, only one person spoke that it should be removed. And
that stupid Elizabeth Warren is responsible for much of this.
I don't know. I don't think it's one person. I think it's a whole regime of people.
She's the one that brought forward the petition, the idea to have these things removed, is Elizabeth Warren. She's one of the instigators. Of course, this has been going on in other states before this happened to changing the names of the military bases. And it was Elizabeth Warren who was involved in it. But
yeah, I don't doubt it.
What's really unusual about Moses Ezekiel, and I'll say this, in Louisville, right in front of the main courthouse in Jefferson County, which is the county that Louisville is situated in, guess what? There's a magnificent statue of Thomas Jefferson, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And it is by Moses Ezekiel, and the jackasses here don't know it. Just as well
He was amazing. He was an amazing person, and he was not. He was Go ahead.
No, I think he was the first Jewish graduate, possibly, of VMI. I did a lot of research on him, mm-hmm. and I found out about how he happened to be buried in Rome at a Catholic cemetery, mm-hmm. which was illegal for a Jew to be buried in a Catholic cemetery. And later on, his body was removed to be placed underneath the Reconciliation Monument,
That's
which
what
he designed.
Requested.
And it's, yeah. And the reason he was there was a delay was because of World War One.
Yeah, I understood
anyway,
that to be the case as well.
I won't go on. Yeah.
When he was only 19 at New Market. All of those cadets were young. It's awful. But the one thing I would like to say is now it's down to a federal lawsuit. If we do not prevail in a federal lawsuit, they will be removing the monument as early as January. And what we're asking everybody to do, particularly in the southern states, because the northern states, they're not going to do this, but to contact their attorney general. And if they go to the just about any Facebook Confederate group has a list of the state's attorney general, even talking points of what to say over the telephone, how to email them to get them to go on mm-hmm. to join this federal lawsuit. If we can get the states in to the federal lawsuit, there's a good chance that we can prevail in federal court and win. If not, that monument will be not only what I think there is some talks now about giving it to the SCV, but up until that happens, they want it not only removed, they want it destroyed.
Sure. Well, I think I call that the coup de grace. To me, if they do win that destructive action, to me, that is a coup de grace. That's the knife in the gut of the South. I mean, it's horrible because, the reason they really hate it is because it shows a black mammy holding a white baby. Now, that is of the reason they want it down.
Well, It also shows black Confederate soldiers, and they don't want to admit that happened, but it did. There were thousands of them, not as many as the North, because it wasn't an official policy with the South, but there were thousands of black Confederate soldiers, and one of our members of our board of directors is Daniel Sims, who's actually paid the price for being a black Confederate, but his heritage is he had a great grandfather who was a Confederate soldier, and it depicts that on the Reconciliation Monument, and they say that sanitizes slavery. No, it's actually a pretty accurate description of what happened. There were black mammies. There were black Confederate soldiers. It's we've been lied to so much about what our history really is, even down to what slavery was. It's been lied about, and they say that we're ones lying about it.
Well, actually, the Yankees wrote the reason that we know that blacks did serve is because Yankees reported it.
Sure did. Douglas did. Even Douglas read an op-ed for one of the newspapers about all of the black Confederates, and I forget where it was. Manassas, I want to say, but I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. That they were not just in serving positions; they were carrying guns and they were shooting. Mm-hmm. So it's been so many years of propaganda that it's really taken its toll. And I only got...
And Ms. Mitty, we've run completely out of time. It's been an amazing hour. Thank you. I can't thank you enough for coming on. It's a Lead Pipe Cinch. I would love to have you on again as early as next week if you can come on if you'd like to. You need to...
Sure, I'd love to.
Keep in touch with me anytime, especially with any news clips you have. But thank you again so very much for coming on. Boy, Gene did a good thing. Lee, put us on to you. So good night, Miss Mindy.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, too, Miss Nancy and Ram. Thank you, Lizzie, a.k.a. Miss Teenage America. Thank you, Blood River Radio audience. Well, God willing, we'll see you same time, same place next week. It'll be December the 9th. Good night, everybody.